What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Felt Podcast. Yes, it looks a little bit different. Well, no, it does not look different. I was going to say, this is the typical way that it looks. But we're just going to sit down at this table today, and we're going to introduce y'all to Daniel, my man. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you for being here, man.
This is the start of something fun and enjoyable and something that I can grow with.
Yeah.
I love this show. I love the idea of the show. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah. So as you know, you're probably hearing them and you're wondering, what kind of language is he? What's he talking? Is he Sam's guest? Usually, Daniel, who's the people that sit there are guests,
right?
And I interview them and we go on this long conversation about life and failures. And yes, in essence, that's what we're doing. But you're going to be more than a guest. And so I want to say thank you for coming on the Failed Podcast and kind of believing in what we're doing. We're obviously going to develop some chemistry and the cadence that's going to happen between me and you through these mics. And my hope is that we can say and communicate some things that can help some people. But it'll be more back and forth. Whenever I do interviews, it's always mainly one directional. Right. I jump in, I'll say a thing or two, but it really is to highlight the guest. So take everything we've talked about up to now and tell me what your idea. And I know this is very fresh, but so I want to look back at this maybe a few 10 episodes, 5 episodes from now. What is a fresh thought that's on your forethought about what we're about to do?
I think the thought is the first thing that comes to mind is helping people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And just, I think you speak about it a lot, and I relate to it, is like the storytelling aspect and the conversation aspect and what that means to people and to growth and to connection and community. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind, is like just the stories we're able to tell, being able to use my voice, our voices to not really inspire change, but just to build a community of people that that know that there's still better out there. You can keep going. You know, that's what I think of when I think of the idea in general of the Failed Podcast in general, is just like the idea that you can use something, a setback, to propel you forward.
True.
So that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Obviously, I want to roll out who you are slowly.
Right.
Your story is very interesting. It intrigued me as we've talked a little bit and I got to learn about you. There's some depth to you, man. Like, I met you through Instagram and you know the guys at TFTI. Mm-hmm. And you rap online. You're doing this series right now. And what's your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram handle is dflow224, D-F-L-O.
We'll put it right here. Say it again.
Dflow224. It's D-F-L-O-224. A lot of times people want to put, they hear flow and want to put the W on it.
Yeah.
It ends at the O.
I'll write it out for everyone in case you want to see what he's doing. But he's rapping, writing, and presenting it every day. And it's just like stuff that's like what you're going through, dealing with, how you're thinking and feeling. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, I really like it. It's a good muscle to work out on a daily basis.
That's a good way to put it.
So give me a short intro on your name, your nickname, and a little bit about you, and then we're going to jump into what we want this, you know.
Perfect.
This duo to duo.
So my name is Daniel Flores. That's where the D-Flow comes in.
Got it.
It really has nothing to do. The D-Flow comes in. It actually has nothing to do with rapping. Like,
oh, okay.
I mean, it is. It kind of works together, right? But it has nothing to do with that. People have been calling me D-Flow since I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
Just because of the Daniel and the Flores. Put the D and the flow together. Actually, and anybody can do this, they can call me that. Most people actually call me Flow. No, like all my closest friends and family, like they just call me Flo.
Your family call you Flo?
Mm-hmm. Some of them. Mm. Like my parents don't.
What's your mama call you?
Daniel. Yeah, my mom calls me Daniel. My parents call me Daniel, but like my closest friends, they just call me Flo.
Oh, okay.
Way before that progressive commercial or whatever.
What am I going to call you?
Yeah. So most people call me Flo. They call me Flo at work even because just it got out that my nickname was Flo, and then now, like, everyone, it's almost like a joke now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Felt Podcast. I am your host, Sam Escova, along with my boy, Flo. Giving it a test.
Hey, I actually think it sounds pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, I like that. But a quick story. I grew up here, born and raised Fort Worth, Texas.
Yep, yep.
I left for a little bit for college for one semester only. But yeah, born and raised here, Fort Worth, Texas. I've always been kind of like an introvert, I would even say, in some
really?
Ways. I don't feel very
interesting.
I feel like I'm an introvert. But I've always also been like, when I say that, because like creatively, I've always been an introvert creatively. Like so me doing this, what you're seeing, is very, like, when I'm rapping every day, it's very uncomfortable.
Well, you know, being an introvert, it almost makes sense that you're rapping. It almost makes sense that I'm podcasting, because it's a very controlled environment. It doesn't exhaust you, because you're kind of feeding your own need and you know what you want to learn. And so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm what they call a loud introvert. When I don't like you, I'm an introvert. No, I'm joking. But I'm a loud introvert, and that means that I do well whenever I can control the environment.
Right, right.
But I do have my anxiety. I do pull away. I do feel comfortable in my solitude, but it can hurt me at times.
Right.
But
right.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to continue.
No, sorry. I feel the same way. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
If I'm in a comfortable space,
yeah.
I don't feel like necessarily introvert, but like, especially when it comes to like creativity though, I really like to like seclude myself and like lock in. Like, I'll even because I record my stuff at home.
Yeah.
I'll get to the point where like, if I can hear my fiance in the other room, I'm like, hey, can you I don't know why. Like, I have to put headphones on and just like lock away. But yeah, just to wrap up a quick version of a story of myself. I've been writing, been doing music now for, well over maybe what, 10, 15 years now. Like,
man, you started when you were 5?
No, I'm joking. I'm older than I look. I get that all the time. I'll tell you that. I'm older than I look. But I've been probably since like 2009 is when I first, like, 2008, 2009 okay. is when I first started recording some music.
Do you look back and you're like, man.
Oh, it was bad. It
sucked.
Yeah, 100%. It was terrible.
I look back at old episodes and I'm like, bro.
Yeah. No, it was really bad.
Do you still have old recordings? I know you have stuff online that people can listen to.
I still have, personally, for myself, I still have like one of the first CDs that I ever made. Like, it's really bad. Like,
nice. I want
to
hear it.
Even to the point, like, no, I mean, it's bad from like how it sounds, like the audio, like none of it is good. Like the flows are bad. Some of the concepts are pretty good.
Yeah.
I will say that. Like, the concepts are good, but I wasn't able
to move your mic. You keep going. I'm going to leave it right. We're going to live with it there. Guys, we are trying some audio stuff in this episode, and so we're hoping that we hit it on the, you know, that we just make this episode sound and look good. So sorry, go ahead.
No, we'll keep going. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, but it was never like, it was still fun. So like, I didn't know it was bad. It was enjoyable. So I didn't know it was bad until now. Mm-hmm. I can go back and be like, dang, that sound like, I didn't, my recordings didn't sound good. My mixes didn't sound good. None of it was good. But
so when you're recording now, and you're putting it on Instagram, I'm going to clip one. So I want you to tell me your favorite one, like off the air.
Yeah.
Send it, and I want to clip it. Like, I'm literally going to pause the show right here, and we're back.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in right there so people can just get a taste, and then I'll give you a plug. Because I like it. I really think it's inspirational. It's very, like, you're really talking to yourself, like, pretty honestly.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. Yeah. I think musicians and rappers and writers, they do it, and it almost seems like an easy thing for them because that's their fuel.
Yep.
But for normal people that they don't have the pen to kind of release that, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, writing is the path to all of it. For me, I've learned that throughout my life now. It's like that writing is the path to like finding myself. And that's what I've learned for me.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. Some people don't have that outlet.
Yeah.
But I think if you really dig deep enough, you can write. Anybody can. That's just for me. That's what I believe, that writing is the path.
Now, when you write, or you have your notepad and your pen, is that how you normally take notes down, or are you doing it on your phone?
I do both. There's something like, almost feel spiritual about putting the pen to the paper.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, something feels spiritual about that for me, so I do enjoy that. It depends on the setting, though. Sometimes I'll type my reps into, like, the notes. So nowadays you can connect your phone to your laptop to, if you have Apple or whatever.
There was a story about Kanye where he went to rap or something, and all these old school guys were in there, and he pulled his phone out, and he's like, okay, guys, I'm ready. He was about to start reading it, and they were like, what are you doing? It was so new at that time for him to type it out and read it from his phone, but now it's, like, so normal.
I think that's more normal than writing on paper now.
Yeah, because it's just less friction, because you can just dictate it and
people
then
do
fix
that too.
It, fix
people
it later.
Will do voice record and stuff like that. I do that sometimes too with, like, if I have, like, a melody in mind or something, I'll just pull out the voice recorder on my phone and just kind of, sometimes I won't even use words. I'll just kind of ramble it into my phone and use that later.
I have a funny question for you.
What's that?
A pen, when you write, what are some interesting insights when you think of the pen? And I have some. I'm going to share them with you after, to, just to see where we're at, where we see eye to eye on a few things.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever thought about that. That's an interesting question.
Okay. Let me prompt you.
One thing that's random about me is I write in all caps. I don't write.
You write mad?
Loud? Yeah, so I write in all caps. I write. Everything I write is in all caps.
Really?
Yeah. So
I still write in cursive a lot.
There's a story behind that, but we don't have to. If you want to get into it, we can or not. But yeah, I write all caps everywhere. Anything.
I didn't. Be quiet.
So, well, please. It's funny. So I'll write in caps, but also lowercase. Like, it's hard. This is some of my old stuff, but, like, you probably can't even read that. I can read that gibberish.
Yeah. No, no. Everyone's language, your writing is your own language.
And this is because I was writing fast, but I did some engineering work for a couple years. And when they write on their plans, they write in all caps.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of got in the habit of writing, at least where I worked, everyone wrote in all caps.
Yeah.
And I got in the habit of writing in all caps. And so then it just kind of...
When you text your mom, she's like, hey, calm down.
So
use some lowercase letters with me. Yeah.
So everything that I write with hand is all caps.
For me, like gel pen, ballpoint pen, even the .07, like the size of the... It's so important to me.
Oh, yes.
And so for me, I go through multiple pens every year as I get... depending on how I'm notating and what I'm writing, but sometimes I need to make small notes, and sometimes I need to make big notes.
Right.
You know, but they're all different. So there's certain pens that work for me. There's certain pens that don't. And so I'm really particular about the pen that I do have. This is a 0.7 mm, so this is a fine print. So this means I'm going to think really slowly and write very thoughtful. When there's bigger, bolder, quicker, it's just gibber. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Just note that. So this is more thoughtful.
Are you a gel pen guy or what are you?
A ballpoint.
I mean,
gel, to me.
I don't like gel.
Yeah, I mean, personally. I hate the smearing of it. They fixed it a little bit, but it does bother me a little bit. But anyways, that's what I wanted. Yeah. That's actually some great insight. Yeah. But don't you be talking to me in all caps.
Yeah, all caps. Yeah, it's all caps. But I'm a ballpoint pen too. I can't. If it's not a ballpoint, I don't want it. Yeah.
And there you go, guys.
Yeah.
And so,
pen talk.
So we're going to try to introduce this segment. We're going to try to do this. And so I showed you what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? Like, just because, you know, you flow. Come on, flow.
I mean, let's come up with a name for it or something, right? But I mean, I think, I don't know what I'd call it. I'd call it just it's like a conversation starter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A quote conversation starter, you know? Having ideas for that, that's a good thought. We need a brainstorming session about what we would call that. But yeah, I think it's a great conversation starter, and I think it's a good way to, like, it's almost like a segment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you mine. Okay.
Got it.
Here we go. Let me see, let us talk, and let us learn.
Oh, that's...
Okay, I just did that right now. Yeah. All caps. I did it in all caps, bro. Just so you know.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to present to y'all someone that I follow on Instagram is very inspirational, and he just writes quotes, and he just writes these thought-provoking things. And I'm about to show it to you here. We're going to read it. And then I just want to see how you feel, see what lessons come from it. And the reason I think that we're doing this exercise is that so when you're looking at something, you're reading something, you know how to insert yourself into it and you, how you can allow that to teach you today, right now. And so we're going to do that in discussion. And so here we go. Biggs Berg. It's on top. You can see you got the little blue check mark. I've been following him for a while. And all he does is write. Like this, dude. Black background, white letters. That's it. There ain't much to it, but it's very thought-provoking. So here's the first one. Holding grudges doesn't make you strong. It makes you bitter. Mm. When you hear that, what comes up?
A lot comes up, actually. And this is the first, I do just want to point out that we're reading this, like, first thing.
I saw it a little bit, but yeah. I haven't thought it through. Yeah. It's happening now.
Yeah, just at first.
This thoughts. Is live, not live.
Yeah, yeah, these are fresh thoughts. For me, when I first see that, it kind of trips me out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did you do this on purpose? Because something
you're talking to me.
Yeah, like something I just wrote recently in a verse was, I just wrote it, so I might say it wrong, but I said life is too short not to love. Mm. You'll never break your chains by holding on to a grudge. I think something along those lines. Yeah,
explain.
I just wrote that in my, like, think literally the last verse I wrote, or one second to last, something I wrote very recently.
Well, hold on. Don't lose your train of thought. In this quote, for it to work for me, I would change strong to better.
Right.
That's the only thing, because it plays real well off of bitter.
Right. Yeah.
Don't hold the grudge. It will make you better. It makes you
I think that's better. An interesting way to look at things, too, because in a writing term, in creativity terms, yeah. I think that's an interesting way to look at, like, how would I change that? Or how does it connect? What would I say that connects more with me?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, we're all saying the same thing, but yeah. How does it connect? So I think, though, for that, as far as the actual quote goes, holding grudges, I don't really see the benefit in it, because it ultimately, holding grudges hurts yourself more than anything.
Yeah, the other person's out there having lemonade,
exactly,
man. They're
exactly.
Like, we good.
Yeah, if you know, in some experiences in my life where I've held grudges, it's held you back for a long time. It's held me back for a long time, and that saying it makes you bitter, I can relate to that 100%. It'd be a long story to go through that, but there's been times in my life where I've held on to grudges that, like I said, that the other person it really had nothing to do with them. It was all me.
Yeah.
And I had to look at myself and let go of that to free myself from that and to replace your strong word to get better.
Yeah.
I think that just holding on to a grudge, you're basically putting a shackle on yourself and tying yourself to the ground.
Have you ever, like, poured some milk and not thought about it and it was a little bitter?
I don't even...
Boy, I hate that feeling, boy.
Yeah, I don't even like milk.
Or cheese, you name
anything,
it.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
What happens, bro? When you drink, I'm like, what? Why didn't I check it? Why didn't I look at it? Why didn't I? I have all these insightful things in hindsight.
Right.
But when it's bitter and you identify that bitterness, it's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to enjoy it. Blah, 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 whatever. And that's just like a natural reflex.
Yeah.
And then for me, when I read this, we have lost that natural reflex not to carry grudges because there's no way to know.
Yep.
And it's like, it's going to bother you. You wouldn't like it if it was food. It would stink. It would be ugly.
And you'd know immediately.
And you would know immediately and you would get rid of it. So for me, it's like, if you identify that you're holding a grudge, you're mad, get rid of it.
Yep.
Like for some things, there's not an easy solution. Like there's not an easy to do. For me, if it was bitter milk, you'd spit it out.
Yep.
If it's a grudge that you're holding, get rid of it.
Yep.
I don't know. That's how I would
I agree completely. And sometimes it takes work to get rid of that, though. It's not an easy process. It's not just, I feel it, I can let it go. Sometimes, even still to this day, I feel some of that creep up.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That bitterness creep up.
Yeah.
But once you become aware of it, once you're aware of it, there's no reason not to try to change and
the honesty is, like, I'm really good at holding grudges. I have been bad to myself. Yeah. And but the point is I can identify it because I know. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, Sam, get over it.
Right.
Like, even if it's justified, even if they did it personally, they did it, but whatever. Dude. At some point, I got to turn it off.
What good does that do for you?
No.
What is it? It holds you back.
Yeah.
It's keeping you from your peace.
Yeah.
It's keeping you from your happiness, from your joy. Like, in my aspect, it was creatively. It involved musically. It shut me down musically, holding on to that for a while. And so it just, I don't know. There's no benefit to holding grudges, really.
So if y'all got a grudge, man, identify it, deal with it, and get rid of it, man. Like, for real. Don't let it sit there too long. And so
another thing I will say before, the last thing I'll say before we move on, if it's with another person, like, you can have that conversation if you have to, you know?
That's a true sign of a good relationship.
Yeah.
If you can't talk to, if you can only talk to people about good things, maybe that's not a deep, deep relationship.
Right. Yeah.
Categorize it in the right place.
You have to be able to, if it's close enough person, you can be able to have that conversation.
Like, you should be allowed.
And you would know. And it's one of those things, it's freeing yourself.
Yeah.
Even if they don't agree with the conversation, at least you know that you had your, you said what you needed to say, and now you can move on. Yeah.
All right. Let's see the next one. See. Here we go. I'm going to let you read it. I'm going to stay looking this way.
All right. Realizing certain people can stay in my heart but not in my life has brought me peace. Wow.
And let's talk. It's working, bro. I'm just saying. I wrote the thing down and I'm kind of rolling it out. Let's talk about it. What does that say to you,
man? I was going
to
ask you that same thing.
I'm going to feed off of you on this one. I'm not. I'm only going to respond to what you say.
I would say it's okay to love people from afar. That's what comes to my head when I hear that.
Mm.
It's okay to love people with a little distance. Because not everybody, if you're on a journey, everybody has their own journey, right? Mm-hmm. And not everybody fits into that journey. And this also kind of makes me think of, like, sometimes you got to do an inventory on your circle or people that are close to you, you know?
Tell me what you think about this. I don't know where I heard it from, but someone said, in your later years, you're very fortunate if you have 5 great friends. Mm-hmm. When you're young, you think it's going to be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I've learned the inner circle is super small.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be.
How do you describe your inner circle? What have you done to maintain a healthy inner circle? This is the people that you live up close and then everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, what's that? There's a quote. I mean, they say it all the time. You're the sum of, like, your 5 closest people or something along those lines. I know I've heard it. I've actually felt like I've been hearing
it recently.
That's
such a deep, deep statement. Yeah. I don't know. We might get into it. Give me your thought.
So, I mean, I think the thought of my inner circle is I'm still working on it. For me, I think you always kind of have to reevaluate it. I know maybe in the last few years, I've surrounded myself with some good people, but some people that aren't necessarily lined up where our visions aren't aligned.
Yeah.
And I've had to realize that really recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally maybe the past 6 to 8 months, realizing, like,
so you've done a lot of growing this year. So this past 6-7 months.
Yeah, I mean, really, even since the beginning of, like, the year, even,
really?
You know, it's been a constant reevaluating, like, who's in my life?
Yeah.
Does it align with where I'm trying to go?
Hmm.
And that's, I think, that's what
I
think.
What was something that didn't align? Like, something obvious?
So for me, this has been, like I said, it's been the last 6 to 8 months just in my personal life, without getting too much in depth. We got time for that. But it's been just like aligning my habits and my vision and my work towards where I want to go. And I think for the last 6 to 8 months, it was more of just like, or not like in the last few years, almost since COVID even, really, I've just been kind of stagnant. And it's just kind of been a little off and on type thing, you know? Yeah. And so I was kind of, some of my people, if they watch this, it's still, I love you, but they're just not aligned with where I'm trying to go.
That's hard.
Yeah,
it's because really sometimes hard. I just like hanging out with people.
Yeah.
But that's just a different circle. That's a different category.
But but you can still have that, right? Yeah. Like, you can still have that bucket, but you have to just know and prioritize what's most important.
I just don't share with everyone the same.
And I've gotten to that point, too.
And sometimes we're on autopilot and we just share with everyone and you're like, man, I just released too much energy. Yeah. And didn't get any in return.
And even with that, now we're getting somewhere too. Because even with that, right? Like, I realized that I was kind of being.
Let us learn.
Yeah, I realized even with that, like, I was kind of like trying to force some of my people to do some of the things that I was doing, and it's like, because I'm seeing it help me, and I want to share. This is working, and it's to the point now where, like, I'm turning them off.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, because it's like,
that's a good point, though.
They're not aligned with that. That's like, they're not trying to hear anything that I'm trying. Now it's almost like causing friction.
Yeah, yeah. And you almost need to be passionate about something in order to really test what someone, what motivates someone, what they're really interested in, yeah, to see if they can go all in. Without that, you can kind of fake each other out, yeah, with some superficial stuff.
Yeah. I've gotten to a point too now where I'm like stepping back and I'm like, man, just let your actions speak. Mm. And if it influences them and inspires them and they want to come along and they want to do some of these things, like, then let that just happen on its own.
I had a light bulb go off.
Go ahead. What?
I had to learn this the hard way. My energy level is high sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was me, my wife, and discussing. I've come to this realization that if my energy isn't matched, I have to stop.
Yes.
I'm like, I can't. It's with all kinds of stuff, creative, business, habits. I'm like, dude, if you're not more excited than me, then I'm done, like, contributing. It could just be me problem solving or saying, do it. And if they don't have more do it than me, then I'm done, dude. Yeah. But I've been victim to that a lot. It's hurt me. It's wasted a lot of my energy.
Yep. And so I think to tie that into this quote here is that, like, sometimes on your path, on your journey to where that you want to go, mm-hmm, you're going to have to, people can stay in your heart, mm-hmm, and you can love them from afar, but you're going to lose some people,
yeah,
at least on that path. And you kind of alluded to it too. There's other buckets of life where you can, that's not saying forget you, I don't want to talk to you ever again, but it's like,
you got to be ugly.
Yeah, you don't have to be ugly. You can still love them. And I think that's the heart aspect of this.
Yeah.
But if they're not feeding, like you're saying, the energy that you're talking about, if they're not matching that, then that's going to take from your peace. Mm. And so at what point, like, there's a cost exchange there. You know what I mean? So
that's flow.
Yep.
Yeah. All caps.
Yep.
Here we go. Okay. I'm going to take this one.
Got you.
And it's just kind of, you just feed off of me.
Got you.
Okay?
Let's do it.
And I hope I did good on the
No,
last
I think
one.
That
okay.
was great.
Here we go. Here's the next one. Biggs Bird.
Wait, that's the same one we just
made. I went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. What the heck? Holding grudges. Okay. Boom. It looked the same.
It still is. It is. Let's see.
I double clicked it. It's okay. I double photographed it.
Here we go.
Okay. Stay humble, because I've seen people become what they laughed at. Okay, dude, when I read this, I'm just thinking, like, when you look down at people that are struggling, when you look down at people who aren't where you're at, and you're just like, just learn, just be, mm-hmm, and it sounds good. Yeah. It kind of connects to the last one, too. Like, to motivate someone, I just want you to be better. I just want you to be better. Yeah. And it's just like, respect where people are at. Yes, we want to help. We want you to come out of it. We know there's a better way to do things. But sometimes just respecting where someone is necessary. And so when people hear the word humble, they think it's about, like, I'm humble. Saying it is not enough. Mm-hmm. Behaving it, mm-hmm, is the key. And yeah, sometimes I do be hit, you know, casting a little shade, and I have to shut my mouth sometimes and say,
you got to check your ego sometimes. I mean, I think it's very natural for us as humans to let the ego in sometimes, especially in like a creative pursuit or like an athlete, like, you know what I mean?
When
especially if someone's like lifting you up, people are telling you, oh, it's good, it's good. It's that's a tough thing sometimes in this line of what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, man, I just picture like a very sad situation. Like, this is the person that has to stay humble will lose their business, make some bad decisions, lose a home, or whatever, and then have to go back to the old neighborhood and be like, hey, guys. And then those guys are like, hey, what's up? How you been? Yeah. You know, they kind of help you in that time when you're down. And I can just think of that dude sitting on top and thinking, man, they're all losers. They don't know what they're doing. Look, they've been doing the same thing forever. You know, like,
I'm guilty. Yeah, I'm guilty.
You see what I'm saying? And then you go back, and in essence, everyone's place serves a purpose in people's lives. And you're like, man, you know what? Maybe I do go back to my mom's house to have home cooking, because it does serve my life in a certain way, even though if I prefer 3-star Michelin restaurants, whatever. There's something with going back to the old church with the old pews. Like, there's something to that, and it's easy to judge down.
Oh, 100%. I think when I think of this, I think it also kind of is a reminder for me too, is like to enjoy where you are right now.
Yeah.
Every step of the way, enjoy it, because it could get better,
mm-hmm.
or it could get worse too.
Yeah.
You know. And so for me, like when I think of this, it's I'm guilty of that. Like I you know, without, we're not getting into like my story. We'll get there at some point probably, but there was a time where I thought I made a name. You know, I was at a point in hip hop where I was like, I'm doing things that other people wish to be doing.
Man, and I thought
I was and I thought I was going to do that forever. You know, I thought I was going to be on, I thought I was, that was going to be my life forever. I was going to live off music forever. I was on the road. I was doing shows. I was doing all kinds of things. And then within a year's time, I'm sitting back at an office desk. You
that's
know?
Hard.
Yeah. And so, but at that time, I can also admit that I wasn't honoring the gift like I should have been.
Got nurturing it, taking care of it, make sure it lasted, sharing.
Even with my own lifestyle, you know, with the decisions I was making in my life, with the choices I was making.
We get spoiled fast.
You know, I wasn't honoring the blessings that had been bestowed.
Is it okay to think like, man, I deserve this, or what's the proper word I'm looking for? Like, whenever you go, man, I'm so blessed to have this, it changes your behavior as opposed to, no, the world owed me this.
I think it's living in a state of gratitude
yeah.
as much as possible, right? I mean, right. I think if you can stay in gratitude, there's always something that you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's always something you can brag about. There's always something you can, you know, and just remaining humble or even just trying to stay in that. Because it's not always, we like to talk about ourselves, as humans like to talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. And their accomplishments and what they've done.
Got it. So like instead of growth mindset, growth is like, can you maintain?
Yeah.
Like sometimes maintaining is harder.
Yeah, it is 100%. But can you stay present and just
in the moment
and each step? I think if you just stay grateful, like last time you replaced strong, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would replace humble with, for me, stay grateful.
Stay grateful because I've seen people become what they lack.
I think I would replace that. That's just how I get how humble fits. But for me, if I stay grateful, if I stay in gratitude and just grateful, like I'm more loving to others. I'm more, you know, I'm more loving to myself.
Yeah.
I'm more,
yeah.
you know, that's how.
And when people are grateful, it makes me laugh. In the last interview I had with Rick, we were talking about being grateful every day, and sometimes we just connect that to accomplishments and growth. I'm grateful for this 100, but I'm not grateful for the $25 anymore.
Right.
Like it's always so I almost feel like we also have to be grateful for things that are established that almost seem like nothing to us because I'm way past it. But you know what? I am thankful for this water today.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about saying stay grateful about things that aren't even going right yet?
Yeah, see, there you go. That's a different mindset, but I think that's important too.
You know what I mean? Like, stay even
grateful for the struggle. Yes, grateful for the look at what are the lessons that are coming.
Correct.
What's how? How you self talk and how you keep motivated.
Yeah.
That's a little harder.
Maybe
that's something that you have to intentionally tell yourself too. It's like, what's going wrong right now? Like you're already grateful for all the good things. Easy money. Write it down.
Yep.
Move it. What's going wrong?
See, that's easy, right? That's what you said. It's easy to say, I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for my all the things that are going right.
Yep.
How can you find a way to be grateful
for the
things that aren't going right?
Dude, that's the let us learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that's what I would, I mean.
I like it.
I try to think that way. Like what you said, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's very hard to do that.
Okay, here's the next one. Do you want to attempt to set the parameters for the next one?
I can try
it. But say it now before I click. What do you want to do? No, not see the conversation. How do you want to handle the next slide? I'll give you an example. One example would be on the next slide, we're going to read it. You say one statement, I say one statement, and we move on. It can be anything that come. Do you have anything fresh? We can go with that one, but
not like that. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm more in the mindset right now of just reading it and seeing what I think of.
So we're not gonna go deep. We're not gonna go back and forth on the next one. Just give me one thought, and then period, and then I'll give you one thought.
So one thought.
All right. And then, guys, if you're watching this, why am I doing that? Sometimes that's all we have enough time for. Yeah. Clarity and focus on one thing is hard to do. But it makes it easier for you to make it a goal or make it like, I want to do this, and this is how simple it is. So we'll see how it goes. Good luck.
I hope it's not one I want to go in depth
on. I hope there's a slide.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. it's possible that the people you believe in to be supporting you are actually holding you back. I get this is not part of the statement, but I see how it kind of connects to a few that we talked about. But aside from that, your go.
Let me read that one more time for myself.
Rapid flow.
It's possible that the people you believe to be supporting you are actually holding you back. That's interesting. I'm trying to think that one through. And if I only got one thought, I want to make sure I get it right. Do you have anything on your mind?
Yeah, man.
If you're ready for your one thought, let's go.
No, I was trying to see how you processed it and how fast you get there. And I want to use that as an example. Sometimes our mind hesitates a little bit, and it just shows you, like, sometimes you don't need to think something that deep.
And see, I have that's the me deep, as a person.
Deep, yeah. And then gut. Okay, and so we're here. You're very, like, what's another word for, like, you're brainy, but not brainy, cerebral.
Yeah.
That, because of how you write and stuff.
Yeah.
And so to be able to switch that switch to gut is hard for people, hard, especially if you rely on this. Mm-hmm. But then it works the other way, too. People who just work on their gut, like, well, take it. Take
sometimes
the risk.
You need to think.
They have a hard time switching up here. So I'm letting that one be an example. But to get a flow between your gut and your mind, and you're like, and you know when to use it and how, that's also in training. That's also what let us learn, right? It's very difficult. And so here, for example, there's people that I share my big dreams with, and they say, "Calm down," okay? And I can identify them, and I'm so easy to do that because I feel like it helps people dream. I'm like, hear me dream. Because I'm trying to motivate you to dream.
Yeah.
But I've seen how they've responded. And I've seen, like, okay, they're not helping me. Because I'm not coming here for direction. I'm not coming here for advice. I'm coming here because you're my friend. I just want to share my dream, pump me up, and then send me into the world. What's going to happen is going to happen. Yeah. Period.
For me, when I think of this, I think of the first thing that I think of is that there's a lot of, like, nowadays, it's really too easy to look like people support you. When it's
that
really
like button.
Yep, that's not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's real. That's what I think of when I think of this. And that sometimes you can buy into that when that's not necessarily where your thoughts need to be. If that makes sense, does that make sense? What I'm saying, like, it's sometimes you can buy into like love that's not necessarily real.
Yeah.
You know. I always had it in a rap or something before. Like you won't find love in a double tap. And
that's true.
You get a heart nowadays, all it takes is to tap your phone twice and move on to the next. And so when I hear that, I think of like, sometimes it's like, there's a lot of fake support out there, you know, because real support is like someone that's going to come on and truly like lift you up and be there.
Yeah.
Even through the struggle and through all that. So that's what I think of when I hear that. That's kind of a tough one though.
You put a period on it and then we'll...
No, that's the period, right?
Boom.
Yeah, we're done.
That's
a
little hard. That's harder, but I think that's a good exercise when you're exploring your thoughts or you're exploring something that you need in the moment, like to be able to land on it and say, I'm going with it.
Right. Yeah.
It's okay to trust your gut, man. It's okay. It's very hard, but it takes practice. I thought you did good. Cool, how'd you feel?
I think that's a good exercise, right? I try to do that writing-wise, too, sometimes.
Yeah, just to write and say, I'm going to commit.
I'm just going to go with my gut. Yeah. And not because I think as a creative, I know I do it. And this is something that I struggle with, actually. So, like, to challenge me with that is something that I need because something that I struggle with is overthinking. Like, I will overthink it to the point, this song, this line needs to change. I didn't like how that sounded. I didn't like how that was enunciated or whatever. Like, and I'll, to the point of, like, paralysis, you know what I'm saying? What is that? The analysis paralysis or whatever, isn't that it? Whatever. So I would to the point where I won't even put it out or I won't do anything because.
So in the rap game, in the lyrical game and writing, there's verses that stand out from artists from years ago. You can ask any, what's a verse from, and they'll tell you, man, because it's just that powerful. Do you have one in the top of your head that you've written that you're just like, man, that was just. That was a gold pen, man, writing that.
Not really. You know what I mean? Yeah, honestly, yeah. I don't, like, for me, no, I write so much now.
Got it.
And I've written so much that, like, I'm at the point now where I'm like, wait, I heard something the other day. Yeah. My fiance was playing my music. I was like, wait, what I say?
You know, I said that. That good.
Yeah, and I was like, mean. What I say? You know, and I was like, I, when is that from? You know, and so I think for me, it's such a therapeutic process for me that it's always just like, what am I writing next? What am I going to next?
Yeah. You're doing one tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, today my plan is, well, I don't want to talk specifics to that.
I think there's one more. Yeah. I'm not sure. If there is, set the parameters.
For this one, let's do that same thing again. I want to challenge myself. I want to challenge myself.
Why should not be none? No. Because you said it.
Yeah, I want to challenge
myself. Okay, there we go. Okay, and you're going to go first this time, okay?
Gotcha.
So everyone sees what you appear to be. I can't see the light is reflecting. Yeah. Appear to be. Only a few will experience who you really are.
My first short thought is, we present different versions of ourselves depending on what depending on what room we're in. That's my, and we can expand on that if you'd like, but that's my quick thought. We present different versions of ourselves depending on what room we're in.
Okay.
That's great.
Here's my thought is this, is if you got people from different rooms together, will they see the person that you really are?
I hate that I chose that.
Period.
For this one.
Now, because I know he's like, no, I want to change it. No. Let's go dig in a little bit because this is important.
Yes,
I mean, this makes me so mad. Like, there's people I don't take to certain circles because I know they're going to be fake, different, or what. I'm just like, just be you. Go ahead. Tell me, why were you biting your tongue?
This hit me. Reading this one, literally as you were reading it, hit me like in the chest. I had a conversation about this week with my fiance, and I had a kind of a visual in my head, and this was an internal conversation. It was like, who am I?
Mm.
Who am
you.
I? Yes, who am I? Who am I really?
Yeah.
Because I had this visual in my head of say we're in a room, this room, we can be in this room. And I walk in this room, and there's every different version of myself in this room. There's the work version.
Man, those guys are cool.
Yeah. There's the work version of myself. There's the father version of myself.
Yeah.
There's the artist version of myself. There's
now I get the differences between them. Like, but I get what you're saying. We're gonna go a little deeper then.
But which one am I? Who am I really? Underneath all that, who am I? Oh, I think I just knocked my headphones out. Look. But who am I really?
Yeah.
Who am I in that sense? Who am I really?
Did you come up with an answer, or is that what you're looking for right now?
I'm still looking for that. Yeah. You know, I want to be able to present the same person, no matter what room I'm in, no matter what situation I'm in. I want to be able to be the same Daniel, no matter what room I'm in.
So for me, and this is more superficial, guys. So don't, you know, like the way people dress.
Mm-hmm.
I have said this like truthfully and jokingly. It's like their costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when the costume's on, or when it's like, I know sometimes you got to put on a suit. Sometimes you got to do certain things. But does that influence the person more?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, sometimes it does.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can be in all these artists, boom, boom, and all these costumes, and your character remains the same.
There you go.
That's when it counts. Yep. But when your character seems to adjust based on, I'm wearing these loafers today, I'm wearing a construction hat, and now I'm able to drink and party on this job site, I have to preach and pray on this, and then that's when your character is flip-floppity. That's when this happens. So how does everyone see you?
Right.
That's the main question. But you got to have conversations with people. Do people have that comfortability with you to tell you, man, I like how you are.
Right.
Not what you do for me, not the exchanges, not the business that we... No, I like how you are. I like it that you're understanding. I like that you're caring. That's whenever you start seeing who someone really is. The other way, man, to me, that's a tough statement.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times...
There is a few people who really know who I am. So half of it is hard because that means I'm going through life experiences with someone.
Yeah,
but I'm not going that deep. I'm just saying, man, can you go to one room and another room and they say that's still the same Sam?
Right.
I hope that's true for me.
I mean, there's so many ways you can take this quote, but I think that's what I think of for me. And I think I think a lot of times for me, it's like a title thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm a program director here. Yeah. I'm a father, like... I'm still just a person, a human being, and that I should be able to take that same Daniel into any room and be the same. And it's a character thing, I think, is what you're saying, you know? And I think, you know, I want to be comfortable in any room with just myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
One funny thing, dude, is like there's certain people who, like, they consider themselves influencers or some, you know, whatever, online.
Yeah.
And I know them, and you see them online, and then you see them in person, and the contrast is so different.
Yes.
I find it hard to bring myself to interact with them in real life.
Yes.
Because I'm holding them to this. And usually influencers don't have to struggle with that because everyone is just, it's just like, it's not real people per se. It's just online. But boy, when that doesn't match for me with my friends, I'm hard on them. I'm like, I don't know, man. That's kind of like you're lying, but you're disguising it with saying I'm an influencer. But for me, you're not being honest.
But right, I should be able to. First of all, I completely agree with you, and I feel like people should be able to just being you has influence. You don't have to. And I know it's kind of like
like that. Be you.
Yeah, we've gotten to a point now though where it's like you have an online persona, and then like that's just my content.
Yeah.
For me, it's impossible to separate the two.
So that's hope, right? And this new thing with the Feld podcast, I hope that's what we do.
Right.
You know, I hope that you see me the same way that I am online. Like my online presence matches the way I am in human interaction. But that's something that I want to accomplish as far as me and you go. Like, you know, they're like, Flo, who? He different in real life. Now, to me, you got the same vibes and keep it up. It's not easy. People give in. People give in because they love the likes and influence. And that justifies being fake and lying. Yeah. And so take it how you want.
You
want
to talk about, I mean, that's hip hop in a nutshell.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. That's another day.
Yeah, that's another hour conversation. But that's the world in some ways that we live in. It's okay to lie in some ways, you know. And I can't live in that world, in that space. It really bothers me.
I'll say this, and I'll let you have the last word. But if right now, you know, with the whole hip hop battle that's going on, J. Cole comes out and he apologizes. And in essence, and I respect them as mental health stuff, and he's just trying to be a good person. I get it. So aside from that, don't judge me too hard. A lot of people are going to call his bluff, and they're like, what about all the stuff that you said? That's hard.
Yeah. J. Cole is probably my favorite hip-hop artist. Like,
dude, get it. I don't even know how you took it, man.
Well, I mean, he...
Short and sweet.
It's hard.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard to make it short and sweet because on one hand, you're right. At its core, the human aspect of it, you're like, I respect it. I get it. But then you listen. I can't listen to his music the same anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's a game. Yeah. If hip hop's a game and you're just trying to crack the code, he didn't play. He didn't make. He didn't do the right. You know.
Because now you're saying everything. Every time you say I want to be the best, it's like, well, you had your chance to prove it.
Done.
And you backed out of it. So that's the hard part for me. I'm still gonna listen to him because I relate to when he's on a deeper message. I have a whole issue with rap. I'm tired of rappers rapping about rapping, if that makes sense. Okay, everybody can tell you how good you can rap. We get it. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me something else. Tell me something I can
give me something. I like something. Deep, thoughtful, lyrical type people.
Give me something.
Great production, stuff like that. Anyways, this isn't a hip-hop show.
Yeah, it's not, but
it kind of is because Flow is about hip-hop. So we'll get into it. We're going to get into these subjects because I think they fit well with the Feld podcast format as far as like what is failure in hip hop and what does success look like, but we'll get into that.
There's layers to it.
Let's see what the next one is. Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally; it comes from what you do consistently. I'll let you just give me a thought on this because we're trying to do 45 minutes, and as you can see, we're at 50. We're a little bit over. We're about to wrap it up. Just give me your thoughts on that.
That happened fast. I think of discipline when I read this.
Yeah.
Just discipline. It's not from what you... It's easy to do something, you know, every now and then. I think of exercise, too. Fitness. That's the greatest, proof for for something like this.
Yeah. But it also... You cannot lie when it comes to fitness.
That's what I think of when I think of this, because if you think about it, fitness is a slow burn. You get results over time, not something mm-hmm. can't work out once a week and expect to see a bunch of results. So it comes from what you do consistently, discipline.
I think that's the last one. Yeah. Let me see. Boom. Yeah, that's the last one. So, guys, thank y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed that segment. Let me see. Let's talk and let us learn.
That's awesome. Think? That's
okay. We might change it. I don't know. We'll let Flo do his thing, you know?
That's three L's. That was three. Well,
Yeah.
We're gonna shape it up. We're gonna put a ball on that. We're gonna wrap that.
Let me give a plug. Bigsberg. There you go. That's his information right there. I read this stuff all the time. I wanted to cue them up just so y'all can see it. And thank you, dude, for doing what you do. It helps me think, helps me dig in a little bit deeper. I'm going to rewind here. Give me your closing thoughts on today, on our first episode. And then we'll see. I'll close it up.
Hey, I'm a believer in I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoy good conversation. I don't think there's much anything better than good conversation. So I enjoy good conversation, especially about growth. But I think it's something that in any relationship and anything takes time to build rapport and comfortability and like you said, a cadence. It's a process. So I think it's only up from here, man. And the more we have conversations on or online, offline, the better it gets. So
where can people find you?
Instagram. I'm dflow224. dflow224. I use Instagram.
Call like this.
Yeah. Cool. dflow224.
I'll put it right there.
dflow224. On YouTube, I'm dflow the music. On TikTok, I'm dflow music.
We're gonna link you up on every episode.
What other?
In the description.
Facebook. You can look up Daniel.
What's that?
Daniel dflow. Yeah. For the
horses, you still get around.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
For the older generation. Yeah.
MySpace is.
I wish that was still a thing. I love MySpace. But Daniel dflow Flores. Just I think if you search dflow, if you search on any of the streaming sites for my music, you want to hear some of my music. It is dflow music, Apple Music, Spotify. All that dflow music.
I'm gonna link you up, my man. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our first episode. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot coming up. If you watched this and you enjoyed it, send us a DM, send us a message, let us know what you thought. This is about failure, guys. The Failed Podcast. What have we learned? And obviously, we're taking our lives and the setbacks, challenges, and failures that we had. Daniel has a lot to share about his life journey, and he's had a lot of wisdom, and it's all going to be rolled out in these conversations. And so I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll finish with that. Do you have a way to say bye? You know, I'm just curious.
Not really. Thanks for tuning in. If you watched, I appreciate you.
Boom. Thank y'all for watching. Subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.